Thanks for joining A&M Conversation With, a podcast series featuring Alvarez and Marsal leaders discussing the trends impacting businesses today.
On this episode of A&M Conversation With, Senior Director Art Hall from our Corporate Performance Improvement Practice sits down with Trent Bonnell, Chief Operating Officer for GardaWorld Cash Services for North America, to discuss cash logistics and the headwinds facing financial service executives today.
Welcome to another edition of A&M Conversation With. This is the Supply Chain Edition, and I'm your host, Art Hall. Financial services executives, particularly in the area of treasury management, look forward or long for how cash logistics will continue to evolve in 2018. My guest today is Trent Bonnell. Trent is the Chief Operating Officer for GardaWorld Cash Services for North America. GardaWorld is the world's largest privately owned security services company. They offer a wide range of highly focused business solutions, specifically deposit processing and cash logistics. In the cash services space, GardaWorld is North America's leading and fastest growing provider. Trent, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Art. Pleasure to be here.
So Trent, as a start, for our listeners who may not be familiar with banking and cash logistics, can you tell us how GardaWorld views the market and what role does Garda play in that market?
Well, yeah, thanks, Art. I believe there's a number of, or a couple trends that are happening out in the marketplace. One, the industry supply chain is moving to a full end-to-end solution model where companies like ourselves traditionally would just provide armored car service and logistics, and many handoffs would occur. Today, we're not only doing the armored car cash and transit logistics work, but we're also doing the full deposit processing and cash change orders as well. And with our investments in the technology, it's allowing us to do just that. And part of that trend kind of leads to my second point, which is the trend that banks continue to outsource their own internal cash vaults. And the end-to-end solution that we offer allows just for that and the role that Garda plays. Additionally, you have other trends like financial institutions are driving many of their clients to the ATM versus the old brick-and-mortar traditional branches. So the ATM market is growing, and multi-denominational ATMs are being installed, and they're growing within that space. And on that note, the growth of the ATMs, the financial institution's focus is now on the uptime of those ATMs. And now we're running routes in the United States at nighttime, similar to our Canadian model. And this is as a result to be able to provide more uptime to those ATMs during the day and those daytime peak hours.
So, Trent, what are some other ways GardaWorld is responding to some of the trends or issues or headwinds that you just mentioned?
So we're making a number of investments. We're making investments in our fleet. We're making investments in our footprint. We're making investments in our technology, knowing that the ATM forecasting and the reconcilement and the growth there, we're putting a lot of energy and focus in that market as well.
You know, Trent, I remember talking with you, I think it was last summer, and it seems that there is some opportunity afoot in the cannabis market. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's, you know, with the legalization of the state legalization, the collection of state tax and license fees is bringing some challenges to those states. So we're working with those states very closely within their treasury teams, within their state personnel to help collect on behalf of the state.
Okay. I'd be interested in getting your kind of perspective on this. So there's some analysts that forecast that the global cash logistics market is set to grow almost at 11% compounded annual growth rate between now and 2021. And you know, I imagine that this growth rate at a macro level will represent a tremendous opportunity for GardaWorld.
Yes, it does. You know, while the U.S. may not see this type of double-digit growth in the market, but the global market certainly will. As an entrepreneurial culture and global company, we do have that platform to grow within these global markets. GardaWorld has expanded fairly significantly in the global markets with our other business units, and this cash logistics and cash processing market will allow us as the GardaWorld Cash Services unit to the global opportunities as well. So we're very excited about that.
I think you would also be equally excited about the upcoming global banking forum that GardaWorld is hosting on April 12th in South Florida.
Yes, we are. We're hosting our second annual banking forum in partnership with yourself, Alvarez and Marcel, Holland and Knight, as well as the Miami Business School. We had big success last year. The event is growing, a full day of compelling presentations, and we expect a dynamic panel discussions on the top banking industry challenges and opportunities. This will bring together top bankers and lawyers and academics and other thought leaders within the space from Florida and obviously across elsewhere in the U.S. Key themes this year are going to be the cybersecurity, cryptocurrency, cannabis, as we discussed, compliance, and then really the future direction of cash. So not to be missed event. We're really excited. We should have a good turnout. A lot of people have signed up so far, but as you mentioned, yep, April 12th at the Biltmore in Coral Gables in South Florida, and as you know, that's where our U.S. Headquarters are, so right in our backyard, and we're very excited about it.
That's awesome. So, Trent, before we leave the conversation today, any final thoughts for our listeners?
You know, I think just a few, right? You know, in the few years that I've been in the industry, we've seen a significant amount of transformation and change from just your basic cat vault inventory levels and the management and the ATM model forecasting and compliance and reporting that has hit the industry, specifically in ALM and SARS reporting, and then cannabis and some other things that we tackled. So there's certainly some challenges the industry is facing. There's transformation that's going on. The end-to-end solution in the supply chain seems to be the model here for the next couple years, and the growth that we're seeing, hopefully we can get it right. So we're very excited about the forum, and we'll have a great turnout, and we hope to have some very lively discussion around these topics.
Trent Bunnell is the Chief Operating Officer for GardaWorld Cash Services for North America. Trent, it's a pleasure having you in the studios as my guest today.
Great. Thank you, Art. Pleasure is mine.
For our listeners, for more information, visit our homepage at alvarezandmarsal.com and connect with us on LinkedIn at Alvarez and Marsal.